Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Don't Take Credit for Master's Arrangements" by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 12, 2024. Some Falun DAFA practitioners have experienced amazing abilities or have special skills or talents. They may think they are special or these are their own abilities. Others may admire or compliment them. Because of this misunderstanding, those practitioners may have been exploited by the old forces, which caused many losses. Part 1. Everything is arranged by master. A few months ago, a husband and wife were arrested after they were followed by domestic security officers for a long time. The husband had clarified the truth and persuaded many people to quit the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and its youth organizations. He was proud of himself. Due to his inflated ego, he was impatient with his wife and even slapped and scolded her. There were serious problems with the truth clarification materials he made, but when the other practitioners pointed it out, he did not correct the flaws. He said, "When you help 5,000 people quit the party, you can then talk to me." This practitioner took all the credit for helping people quit the party. A few practitioners' celestial eyes are opened or they develop some supernormal abilities. They regard it as a result of their own abilities and inborn qualities and think they are special. They are proud of themselves, which can result in demonic interference from their own minds, and some of them have been persecuted. There are so many lessons in this regard. In fact, all the achievements we've made during Fa Rectification cultivation are inseparable from Master Li's arrangements and blessings. Without Master's help, we wouldn't be able to achieve anything. No matter what ability, technology, talent, or financial resources we have, we must not think highly of ourselves or think that this is my ability. Any such thought, even the slightest, can cause us trouble. When everyday people thank us for telling them the truth of DAFA, many practitioners say, "Don't thank me, you should thank my master." When some people praise practitioners' appearance and good health, many practitioners say, "It's because I practice Falun DAFA." All our achievements are 100% because of master, and this is what every practitioner should remember. Master said in A Heavy Blow from Essentials for Further Advancement, quote, "The success of his work is only a manifestation among ordinary humans. It is the mighty power of DAFA itself and the specific arrangements made by my law bodies that enable people to obtain the Fa and spread the Fa widely. Without my law bodies doing these things, even protecting the people in charge could hardly be ensured, let alone spreading the Fa widely. So don't always think of yourselves too highly." Unquote. Part 2. We need to correct ourselves. A local practitioner did many great things over the years to expose the persecution and validate the Fa. He convinced at least 100 police and government officials at all levels to quit the party. Some police officers and even state security officials who planned to persecute him not only gave up the persecution, but also quit the party after he told them the truth. It's very rare for the police, especially those in lead positions, to quit the CCP. What's even more commendable is that the practitioner also convinced the police to help distribute truth clarification materials and rescue other practitioners who were arrested. Several practitioners in our area who were arrested were rescued by him by gaining help from the head of the police station, the head of the domestic security division, the director of the police department, the director of the National Security Bureau, and officials from the Political and Legal Affairs Committee. Some practitioners were repeatedly arrested, but he helped rescue them. he once made a phone call to the head of the city's police department and asked him to find a way to rescue practitioners. When a police officer from another district came to our area to arrest a practitioner, he called the district police chief. The director immediately contacted the domestic security division captain to release the practitioner. This practitioner also asked some deputy ministerial level officials and high-ranking generals to help deliver his truth-clarifying letter to the authorities. This practitioner studies the Fa diligently and is very humble and low-key. On the surface, it looked like this practitioner cultivated well, but to everyone's surprise, he suffered 2 serious illnesses in less than 2 years. Last year, he couldn't eat for many days and he became emaciated. This went on for more than a month. When he did not get better, his family forced him to go to a hospital. The examination showed that he had more than 10 diseases, such as pancreatic cancer, high blood pressure, and kidney cysts. Under Master's merciful protection, he was discharged from the hospital without undergoing surgery, and he helped more than 30 people in the hospital quit the party. During a follow-up, the doctor found his cancer was gone. But this year, not long after Master's new article was published, he had another serious illness, which was more serious. His condition quickly deteriorated, and he nearly died. The other practitioners solemnly told him, "If you don't have any problems, you would never have experienced these tribulations. In the past 10 years or so, you only talked about how you exposed the persecution, how you clarified the truth to the police, government officials, and high-level officials, and how you helped people quit the party." Some practitioners said bluntly, "Do you take credit for the things that happen when you validate the Fa? Those high-ranking officials were all arranged by Master to cooperate with you, and everything is done by Master." Some practitioners asked him, "Do you feel the things you do are due to your ability or talent?" But someone told him, "You're cultivating at a very high level. You've reached the level of Jesus and Sakyamuni. When you are sick, you are bearing the burdens for sentient beings, just as Jesus suffered on the cross." Fortunately, this practitioner has a good foundation, and in the midst of tribulations, he was rational. He told the practitioners who said that he had attained high-level cultivation, "Please don't compliment me." He agreed with those practitioners who said he hadn't eliminated his desire for fame and fortune, and that he should completely let go of these attachments. He sincerely told us, "Over the years, I only focused on exposing the persecution, validating the Fa, and helping people quit the party, and I have slacked off in my personal cultivation. I still haven't eliminated my attachments to fame, fortune, and resentment. I repeatedly had Master bear hardships for me. Although I'm not good at cultivating, my body is still here, and Master is still giving me a chance, so I will definitely cultivate better. Since practitioners pointed this out to me, I will fix it." After he saw his shortcomings, this practitioner did not cover up his attachment and cultivated in a down-to-earth manner. Dafa once again displayed a miracle. The doctor initially said the cancer had spread and metastasized, and his life was in danger. But a few days later, the doctor said that it was not a malignant tumor, but an ordinary cyst, which did not need to be removed. 4 days later, the practitioner was discharged from the city hospital and with no health problems. During his stay in the hospital, he also went from ward to ward to persuade patients and doctors to quit the party, and more than 20 of them did. Part 3. Cultivation is serious. Cultivation is very serious. No matter how famous you are or how much you have done to validate the Fa, if you have loopholes, the old forces will not let you go. After seeing my fellow practitioners' tribulations, I asked myself, when I made a small achievement, did I think it was due to my abilities? I realized that I also had this thought. When I found this problem, I felt humbled. Why do practitioners take credit for the things Master does? When we examine that mindset, it's because we pursue fame and want to be admired and praised by others. A Dafa disciple who truly assimilates to the Fa will not have this attachment. Master said in Lecture 1 in Dronfalun that, quote, cultivation depends on one's own efforts while the transformation of Gong is done by one's master, unquote. I realize that all the achievements in our cultivation are completely attributable to Master. They are Master's grace and blessings for us.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Helping My Daughter Break Through Ordinary People's Mentality by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Mingwei website on January 21, 2024. Children born into Falun Dafa practitioners' families usually come to this world with missions already assigned. They are immersed in a cultivation environment from birth. These children know that Falun Dafa is good and can understand the meaning of the Fa. They do the exercises with their parents. Some even help their parents with Fa rectification projects. However, when they leave home for school and enter regular society, they will be surrounded by ordinary people's sentimentality and their greed for fame and material gain. Sometimes they use ordinary people's ways of thinking when faced with conflicts. They then often feel lost and miserable inside. As their practitioner parents, it is a long and arduous journey helping our children analyze difficult situations based on Dafa's teachings, raising them unstained in this complex society, letting them see the goodness of Dafa, and helping them stay on the path of cultivation. Part 1. Breaking away from ordinary people's issues. I went through this with my daughter. This sharing is about how I helped my daughter to break out of an ordinary people's situation and improve her cultivation. My daughter plays musical instruments. She's enrolled as a graduate student at a top music school. Many of the students in her class had begun their musical training in elementary school. Compared to them, my daughter was behind. But after some hard work, she caught up. At the end of her second year, before summer started, her mentor reminded everyone to practice hard and told them that when they come back, they would join the teacher and students concert. My daughter had never participated in the teacher and students concert before. First-year students are usually not considered. Her skills were not up to par the second year, so she worked backstage. She was starting her last year in graduate school, and her musical skills had improved greatly. She practiced hard to prepare for and shine at this concert. But when the names of the students to play in this concert were announced, hers was not on the list. What she could not accept was that two students who were a grade below her and not as skillful as she was had made it. My daughter, who was graduating, would manage the backstage again. Backstage duty includes taking care of the costumes, props, and instruments and coordinating the musicians' makeup, food, and so on. She broke down in tears and called me. As a practitioner, when I face hardship, especially as the third person, my first thought, of course, is to understand the situation based on the Fa. I knew why she called me. She wanted to pour out her frustrations about how unfair it was. She also knew her mother would have a different take on the situation compared to other people. Deep down inside, she wanted to sort this situation out based on the Fa, but she did not know how. I let her finish what she had to say and unburden herself of all the pain in her heart. Then I asked her a few questions to make her think. Part 2, Putting Others First. Have you truly put others first? You take your work seriously, get things done carefully and thoroughly. You are mindful and also well-connected. Compared to other students, you are more trustworthy. From your mentor's point of view, is it more beneficial to put you backstage or on the stage? I asked, have you truly put others first? You believe your musical skills have improved. This is your last chance to participate in this concert before graduation. You want to be on stage. You want to have a memory. You are only thinking about yourself. If you consider the situation from the point of view of your mentor, isn't having you take responsibility for backstage her best option? Part 3, letting go of self-interest. I asked, have you truly let go of your self-interest? Every music student dreams about performing on stage, hearing applause and receiving flowers. Backstage work is chaotic, tiring, and unrecognized. Yet the success of the concert depends on it. You got put backstage. How should you view this as a cultivator? Shen Yun dancers at the outer perimeter of the stage dance the same dance as those in the center. The musicians play in the orchestra pit. They don't get the chance to show their faces during the performance. But whatever their roles are, they contribute to the entire company wholeheartedly. They let others get the applause and flowers and keep their hard work and sweat to themselves. Isn't this the level where a cultivator should be? Ask yourself, have you truly let go of self-interest? Part 4, who approves of your success? Does your mentor's approval define your success? Your mentor did not pick you to perform. There might be many reasons for that, but let's not go into it. Even if she truly does not approve of you, does that mean you are a failure? Shall we look within ourselves unconditionally? Are we perhaps not yet outstanding? Maybe we still have much room to improve. As DAFA practitioners, we are the most honorable people. When we encounter hardship, instead of belittling others, we have the determination and power to overcome the hardships. Would not performing on stage at this concert end your music career? Will it affect your future? Will this be your only chance to perform on stage in your entire life? Is your mentor's approval the only determining factor of your success? What are the standards by which DAFA practitioners measure success? Part 5, everything happens for a reason. How is this incident meaningful? As DAFA practitioners, we all know this. Everything happens for a reason on our cultivation path. Why did this happen to you? After you found out that you were not selected, didn't all the negative thoughts deep down expose your true Xinxing? Resentment for your mentor, jealousy towards the selected students, fear of losing face, thoughts of unfairness, and so on. All was laid out in the open. As DAFA practitioners, what do we do with these attachments? If we take them seriously and eliminate these attachments, aren't we constantly elevating our level and improving ourselves? Isn't this a good thing? Part 6, resolution. At the end of our conversation, my daughter was able to calm down. She began to reflect based on the fa. A dead-end situation for an ordinary person opens a new world for a practitioner. A practitioner sees far and wide on the path to the celestial world. This wonder and glory can only be experienced by a cultivator. My daughter handled the situation beautifully. She continued to elevate her Xinxing when she was faced with various obstacles later on. Her musical skills improved. All her effort and sacrifice gained her high marks at the graduation concert. As of now, she is using her skills to help master with the Fa rectification as a genuine Falun Dafa cultivator.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, What is True Happiness? By a Falun Dafa practitioner outside of China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 12, 2024. I recently watched a movie about Christmas. In it, hundreds of elves lived happily with Santa Claus and his wife in a Christmas village. One elf began to think highly of himself and was jealous of Santa Claus because he took care of all the other elves. This elf's thoughts turned dark. He thought that he was better than Santa Claus. He started fights with the others and even hatched a plot to destroy everything. Eventually, this rogue elf's plans failed, but instead of punishing him, Santa Claus and his wife accepted him back into the village. They forgave him completely and treated him as their own child. He understood that what he had done was wrong and once more became one of the many happy elves. Part 1. True Happiness. I realized that happiness is not about highlighting one's own accomplishments or becoming arrogant. When a person's thoughts are dark like that, he cannot be happy. True happiness comes when one unselfishly cooperates with others, forgets about one's own self-interests, and truly helps other people. When this happens, one feels the happiness that the universe bestows upon every good person. When one's heart is full of dark, negative thoughts, no matter how powerful one may seem on the surface, this person cannot be happy because his mental state goes directly against the characteristic of the universe. When the elf's mindset changed, he was just like a drop of water returning to a vast ocean. Once again, he was part of the larger group and was truly happy. Master told us in Teachings Given on Lantern Festival Day, 2003, quote, "You're each a particle, and in my eyes, nobody is better than anyone else, since I scooped all of you up at the same time." Unquote. The movie reminded me of demonic interference from one's own mind, as mentioned in Juan Falun. Once this mentality appears, it is not easy to eliminate. Santa Claus and his wife tried many times to help this renegade elf, hoping he would wake up and see the truth. No matter how badly he behaved, Santa Claus still treated him as a beloved child and waited for his return. Similarly, no matter what kind of disciple one has been, Master always treats us with compassion. Some practitioners are actually in danger due to their inflated egos or certain thoughts they have developed about Dafa or Master. I want to tell them, Master is waiting for you. Return to being one of the countless particles. Master's compassion is great. The elf from the movie had been jealous because Santa Claus loved the other elves. He felt that he was different and should be treated specially. Similarly, Master taught us in the article, Treat Master's Family Members Properly, quote, "But as a member of today's humankind, especially as a member of Dafa disciples, there are two things you absolutely cannot do. One is to deceive Master, and the second is to interfere with the salvation of sentient beings. Because this is the ultimate demarcation, determining whether a being stays or goes. Even just touching the line is not allowed." Unquote. Master treats all lives equally, with the same compassion. If we interfere with the salvation of others, it's a serious crime and something we must not do. Many times, once a practitioner begins to think highly of him or herself, it is the first step on the road to ruin. Master said in the poem, Just a Play, from Hongyin 2, quote, "Everything through the ages came about for the Fa." Unquote. It occurred to me that many things in this world exist for the Fa and can be used to validate Dafa. Perhaps that's what this film was really about. Part 2, Truly Cultivating. One practitioner told me that she often felt happy because she practiced cultivation. I was very touched, but I wondered, why didn't I feel this happiness? I thought about it and found that I was still attached to the things that had always made me happy before I began practicing. The excitement that came from achieving fame and making money. Even after I began practicing, the happiness I felt was due to similar things, either when other practitioners acknowledged me or when a project I was involved in did well, etc. I was still seeking personal gain in the form of being acknowledged by others. In fact, this was not happiness, but an attachment to excitement coming from these so-called good things. I realized from the Fa that a cultivator should not be excited by any of these things, but should remain unmoved no matter what happens. I recently came to understand that true happiness does not come from gaining things oneself, but rather from being selfless and doing things for others. It is difficult for selfish people to feel true happiness. They only know and only seek the excitement brought on by stimulation. From the Fa, I understand that everything is governed by the characteristic of the universe: truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. A selfless person's Xin Xing is more in line with these characteristics, so he will be given happiness, while a selfish person's nature deviates from these characteristics, so he never truly feels happy. This may be why many modern people may appear to be very successful and enjoy fame or money, but they are actually unhappy or even depressed. When I felt proud of myself because of my so-called strengths, that feeling was not actually happiness, but a kind of arrogance accompanied by complacency, and I even looked down on others. I was excited because I felt I had achieved some good results when involved in a project. I was happy that I had gained something. Behind this feeling are strong human thoughts. When someone achieves something, they're happy, but when they don't, they're disappointed. This practitioner who told me about her happiness actually felt calm and peaceful. She's simple, kind-hearted, and composed, never selfish or egotistical. Even though I've practiced for years, I am still self-centered and selfish. I think this is the fundamental difference between her and me. This is my current understanding. Please point out anything that is not in accordance with the Fa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.